This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Yeah, man. Come on. Come on, I need more. More fire, more fire, more fire. D-Lo and KC on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon in the city of trees. No disrespect to Farm to Fork, but this is the city of trees. ESPN 1320. It's D-Lo and KC on your airwaves. Damian Barling is not in the building, but
the ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
Shout out Damian Barling. I'm Kenny Caraway.
Acknowledge me.
And I don't know where the worst slums are.
Oh, you better find that one.
Oh, there it is. There it is. And we are live
from the worst slums of Sacramento.
There we go, man. Come on, man. My boy D-Lo out there, you know, just enjoying his life a little bit. He deserves it, man. The man works hard.
Tell him what really happened. Scooter, like he said, yesterday I left because KC was pissing me off, trying to start issues the whole time. So D-Lo left so we can get along today, I guess.
Well, look, I'm on edge a little bit. You know, the Kings have not locked down the 9 seed and home court, and I think they should be higher, you know, and there's no chance of that. So I'm a little bit on edge. Jesse, I apologize.
I won't get in the way of you today.
No, please, because this KC and friends, you're a friend. So say what you need to say today, all right? Say what you need to say. We got a jam-packed show today with my man Dame out, like I said, enjoying just a little bit of a break. You know what I mean? A mental break. Actually, what he's doing is he's preparing for the playoffs. That's what's going on. You know, he's getting his mentals ready for this long playoff run that the Kings are about to embark on. So, you know, I said, hey, man, go ahead, handle that, because it's about 6 weeks we got ahead of us with the Kings playoff run. What you think about that, Jesse? 6 weeks.
No, Dame's really been stressing out. He needed this day. He's like, guys, we got the plan coming up. Then it's playoffs, and it's the second round. He's really been stressing.
Come on, man, because there ain't going to be no days off coming up for about a month and a half because the Kings about to go on a run. Kings about to go on a run. This starts tonight, too, at the Golden 1 Center. The Clippers are in town. And I was talking to James and Kyle about this on the handoff. Clippers are a tough matchup.
I'm kind of, yeah, maybe get the game on, what is it, Sunday?
Yeah.
Maybe get that one. Maybe get that one if you want.
Or who's Dallas playing again tonight? Dallas got, it's not Memphis because they close out the season with Memphis. But, you know, maybe they can take care of business for you, help you out a little bit, because I don't know if it's happening for him tonight.
The Clippers are just a really good basketball team right now.
They are, man.
It's kind of like they're better than the Nuggets, but it's kind of might be one of those games. Like, yeah, the Clippers are just better.
So check it. We've talked about this a number of different times about the sleeper, you know, in the West and in these playoffs. And man, the Clippers, they what did Isaiah Thomas say? They fit the criteria.
He said he did not fit the criteria. He didn't know why.
No,
he did fit the criteria, but he wasn't selected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they might. I don't know if they're going to be selected or not, but they fit the criteria of a sleeper, a dark horse, a team that can make a run. They've won. I think they've won six in a row coming into this game tonight.
Are you ready to believe in James Harden, though?
Well,
it's kind of midnight hits, and
that's the caveat. Although James has surprised probably everybody this year with the way he's performed. He's going to make an All-NBA team, and he deserves to make an All-NBA team. He's been really, really good. Kawhi, maybe this is the exact way to you know, kind of have Kawhi Leonard as a guy that comes along. When did he start playing? In January, February?
Sounds
something
right.
Like that. And now you gear him up for the playoffs. I'm looking at their schedule right now. A lot of green here. Let's count. They've got, I think this is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. They've won 13 of 15, if my math is
right. Now they'd be matched up with Denver in the first round, too. They can. That's I'm picking Clippers in that.
Bring your brooms.
That feels a bit much.
Yeah,
that
bring
feels a
your
bit
broom.
Much. Nah, it feels a bit much.
You're right.
I give Denver
and
2.
And they wouldn't have home court, right?
Yeah, now they're the fifth seed right now. Same record, though, so it could flip.
Clippers and. I want to say 5, but maybe they want to eliminate him on their home court.
I wouldn't hate that, but
Clippers in 6. Just show him respect for Jokic. Just show him respect for Jokic.
Coach Jokic. Right.
At the clipboard, diagramming the play. Well, that's why they get paid $10 million.
You think
to
they
let Jokic call the plays.
You think they can get OKC in the second round?
The Clippers?
Yes.
Yes. I think the Clippers can get to the conference finals. I'm not picking them to get to the finals. But we talked about dark horses. We talked about being surprised and all this other stuff. I would not be surprised if the Clippers made a run and got to the conference finals. They're really, really good. Really good. Well coached. And in the last month and a half, they're playing as good as anybody in basketball, to be honest with you. So it's going to be a tough game. I was telling the insiders, you know, they were wondering if Kings would get the win tonight. And I said, look, Kings are dealing with some stuff. No Monk, no Laravia. We did get word that Keegan Murray will play tonight, so that helps. But if the Kings were 100% healthy, it'd be a bad matchup for you know, the Clippers and the Kings. They're not even 100% healthy, and it's just...
Well, it's like the game against Denver. They played hard, but it's just that's only going to take you so far. You just don't have the guys right now.
Yeah, and it's when you're short the way they are right now. Stephen Brown's back. I checked because you know he got put in timeout.
You saw that?
I didn't say I heard about it. Hey, Stephen Brown, you got to relax, big dog. You got to relax. But I said short, and that's what reminded me of Stephen Brown. But if they were with them being shorthanded, you almost got to be perfect. You know, you can't have off games from DeRozan, from LaVine, and not that they like DeRozan shot the ball poorly on Wednesday. LaVine was fine, but you can't have DeRozan shooting poorly with all those guys out. You know, you need to be on your A game, and that's what it's going to take for them tonight to beat a team like the Clippers.
At this point, does it matter to you whether they finish 41-41 or 40-41 or 39-whatever?
So we talked about it yesterday.
Does the 500 record matter to you at this point?
We talked about it yesterday with Dame. The insiders were talking about it as well. I get wanting that. I get wanting the 41-41 500 record. But I look at it like this, and this is probably a little too simplistic. If you get 41-41 and you lose either of the play-in games, let alone if you lose the first one, nobody going to care about that 41-41. History won't even look back and be like, at least you were 40. They'll just remember.
Yeah, but you lost to the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, like nobody's going to care. Where if you finish, and these are two, you know, complete opposite ends of the spectrum, but if you finish 40 and 42, or hell, even 39 and 43, and you play in that first round, you win a game or two against OKC, the season will be remembered much fondly. They won't remember the 39 and 43 as much. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, I'm with you too. Like at this point, like I said, I mean, beat the Clippers today if you can, but just get that one game against the Suns, that way you get home court against the Mavs for that one game.
And that's the thing. You know, you can get in with the Mavs loss and not winning a game either. But at the same time, if you were to miss out on playing that play-in game at home because you lost to the Suns, the corpse of the Suns on the final day of the season, you deserve to get on a plane. You absolutely deserve to get on a plane. If that stands in your way of playing a home game in the 9-10 game, then go ahead and get on that plane.
That would kill every vibe this team has built up during this little 3-game win streak before Denver and all that. Yeah. There's a little, I don't want to say there's hope or anything like that, but like people are less pissed off at the Kings right now. That would just kill all this again.
100%. 100%. And like I said, there's a lot that goes on. Dallas plays Toronto tonight. At home, I think Dallas will win that game. But Toronto, I don't know who's playing. Like, if Scottie Barnes is playing, all those guys are playing, Brandon Ingram. I'm not sure what that's looking like. But I expect Dallas to win tonight. They've got Memphis at home on Sunday. I think they're at home.
That's a toss-up right there.
That is a toss-up because you never know. In Memphis looked DOA last night. They're at Memphis. So I kind of doubt Memphis is going to be playing to stay out of the play-in. I kind of think they're mathematically they're not, but I think they're kind of locked into the play-in with the way things are moving on around them.
You see Jaws' new celebration? I can't lie, this one was funny. I was like, hey, I love comedy. This one's funny. I love comedy. This one's funny. I get this one.
John Wild Boy, man. He's a wild boy, and he's just leaning into. You can't tell me what to do. That's what he
said. I can't do this, but you never said anything about the grenade.
That one might stick. He did it the other night in Charlotte, and he just kind of threw it out there. People weren't really sure what was going on, but he mixed and mastered it last night because he came up with a different explanation for it
and stuff like that. But I know what I saw. I know what a grenade looks like.
Oh, he tried to say it wasn't a grenade?
I think it was more meaningful, something like that.
All right, John. All right, bro. No, look, you don't need to like go crazy about him, about anybody else doing that celebration. Like, I get it. But John Morant, you do need to understand. Like, you can't be.
It'd be kind of sick. John Morant hits a three and he throws it and the Grizzlies fans just kind of duck.
Oh, man.
Tell me that would be fire.
That'd be fire.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I mean, that would be that fire. Would be fire. Yeah, yeah, they need to be doing it. B-Lo and JC need to get that going in Memphis.
That's facts.
That would be fire, man. So, yeah, we got a lot going on. Kings Clippers tonight at the G1C. We'll be talking about that, but it is KC and friends. And, boy, the friends are pulling up today. Kyle Madsen, he's going to join us next. My main man, Dr. Luke Wood, is in the – well, he's not in the building, but he's on the show today at 12:45.
D'Lo's going to be so mad.
Yeah, yeah, poor D'Lo.
That's the first thing I thought of when I saw that graphic.
My man been grinding, man. He's been grinding trying to make sure this happens, and they say it happens, and he can't even be here. So, yeah, Dr. Luke Wood is going to be here. Sarah Hodges, she is – going to be in the building. She's going to pull up on us. Eddie Gonzalez is going to pull up on us. Then my man Coach JT is going to be here as well, man. So jam-packed show. D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. We'll be right back. All right. You know, during the break, we're talking about burger spots, and Jesse said he went to Nations yesterday. Shout out to Nations.
Shout out.
I'm a big, big proponent of Nation's Breakfast.
I've never tried Nation's Breakfast. Man, that's one thing I haven't had yet.
Any time of the day, I'll have some Nation's Breakfast. I've had the burgers before. It's cool. It's cool. The fries are the fries. It is what it is. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of Nation's. And then they were just naming off different burger spots. And they said Whitey's was a good one.
Maybe it is.
I just had never heard of it. That's all. And I'm late to the game. That's fine. Kyle, you been to Whitey's Burgers before?
No.
Oh. People Check say it's bomb out. Though. So I ain't even going. I'm gonna try it.
All right.
We got the one and only. It's Kyle Madsen from the Insiders. And Candlestick Chronicles pulls up on us like he does every Friday at about this time. We do have the one and only, potentially, the one and only currently scheduled, Super Sacramento Day here. The A's are playing the Mets at Sutter Health Park. The Kings are playing the Clippers. At the Golden 1 Center. And actually, it's the
second time this happened, right?
Well, no, because the Kings weren't home the first time. This is the first time they'll be home, and it actually will happen two times because same thing will happen on Sunday.
Wait, no.
No, it happened in Denver, against Denver. They played the Padres at 12:30.
No, you're right, they did. The Padres.
They sold like ticket packages for
No, you're right, the Tower Bridge joint. What I'm thinking of, you guys are 100% correct, what I'm thinking of is at the same time.
Oh, both 7 o'clock,
yeah.
First pitches or tip-offs. Yeah, got it.
Same time. And they'll play at the same time on Sunday as well, or relatively same time. Kings game is 12:30. First pitch for the A's game is 1 o'clock. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So we'll see what Sacramento's got going on. Plus, and we'll talk about it a lot over the day and in about 30 minutes or so. At Sac State spring game going down at 4 p.m. on Sunday.
I might get out to that.
Yeah. Pull up.
It might be the spot.
Pull up. I think I'm out. I know I'm going to be there on Sunday, but I think it's going to be a good old time. Real good time.
It feels like with Sac State football, And I followed Sac State football, at least kept half an eye on it since I started going there in 2008. Oh my God, that's so long ago. But I've kind of kept like half an eye on it, and it's always felt like a peripheral thing at the school. Like they had people dedicated to it and people who worked really hard to you know, kind of make the program what it was. But it always felt very secondary to what was going on campus. And obviously I'm not on campus anymore, but the fact that Sac State is now at the forefront, making the hirings they are with their coaching staff and bringing in legitimate, like, high level college coaches, bringing in the number one FCS recruiting class. They're trying to get this stadium built. Their basketball team is going to be playing at Golden One while they're getting a basketball arena built. Like, it feels like big stuff is happening at Sac State, like legitimately. And this spring game is feels like the kickoff for all that.
Did you said when you went there, did you stay on campus?
Yeah. Shout out to Sutter Hall was my first one, and then I was in Draper.
Oh, Draper?
Yeah, it's called Draper Hall.
I just wanted to make sure I'm hearing everything. I mean,
it used to be called
people talking about Whitey's, people talking about Draper. I mean, what this is ESPN 1320, right? That's where we're at today.
Well, you're in room 1140, Kyle, or what?
No, room 208.
How was that experience? Because I only asked because the thought, and even from somebody who grew up here, is Sac State is a commuter school, right? It doesn't feel like there's a lot of, at the back then at least, there wasn't a lot of on campus life to it. But like, how was that?
It was great, man. Like, and that's definitely still true. It's very much a commuter campus. But I loved living on campus. I don't want to sell the res halls here, but I had a blast, dude. I was a student, obviously, for a resident my first year. Me and my roommate didn't know him going in. We're still friends today. Shout out to my buddy Chris Weller. Got a kid now, living down in, got a second one on the way. Big Eagles fan, so congrats to him, I guess. And then my second year, I was an RA in Draper, a resident advisor.
Oh, boy. How were you as an RA? Were you nice? Were you lenient?
Yeah, were you a cool RA? Were you like, hey.
Get in. Don't have nobody in here after 10:30, maggot.
I got fired for drinking with residents.
Oh, he was a cool RA. He was cool. He was the best RA, actually.
He really was.
No, I had people who were residents because I was a young graduate of the 08 class versus an older 09. So most of my residents were high school 09 grads.
Okay.
Who were like a couple months younger than me. Like, we were in the same kind of age group, right?
Yeah.
So they're just the homies. Like, I still have friends of mine who were my residents who I met there. So I would do a lot of the, like, because look, my philosophy as an RA was, if you're not bothering anybody, like my like keeping the community living space was my goal, right? It wasn't to get people arrested for underage drinking. So if I walk by somebody's room and they got the door open and they got a beer on their desk, I might walk in and be like, hey, if there's something in here you don't want an RA to see, like, make sure to, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'd walk away. And if they were dumb and they still had it out later and I'm with another RA, it's like, all right, I got to do what I got to do.
Right.
But that only happened once. We had somebody smoking weed out by the pool.
Oh my, they was one time.
But and this is like 2008 where weed was still like a whole. So yeah, that we had that. I had to do a write up for it. And then we had somebody full blown, like, Saturday night, they're throwing like a full blown rager in their room.
Oh jeez.
Like, we got, because you do checks, right? Like, yeah. You just walk around the halls, make sure everything's cool. And we hear like music and like loud, you can hear it all the way down the hall. So we go and knock, person opens the door. There's like 18 people in this room in a dorm room. And there's booze everywhere. Like, they weren't even trying to hide it. Like, all right. And again, there's another RA with me. So it's like, all right, got to do what we got to do. But
yeah.
Yeah, they found out. So I initially didn't get brought back. But I kind of argued my case. I was like, look, you guys think I'm bad at this job, but go ask any of my residents if I'm bad at this job. Like, it's just, there were a couple of the bosses who did not like me personally, which I understand. I get it. I wouldn't like me either. But then there were some other RAs who I kind of had issues with that they didn't know kind of the whole story on. So they decided to bring me back. Well, after bringing me back, a couple of the other RAs who did not like me caught wind of the fact that I had hung out outside of campus with residents and we had drank beers and other alcohol together. Yeah. They found that out and went and snitched on me.
Wow.
Hey, this guy has friends. Get him out.
Yeah, come on, man. They boo them. Boo them.
I have very publicly. Real quick, Kenny, on your computer there.
Yes.
Can you go down and click on the Wide Orbit computer and click on the Google Chrome and then click on D'Lo and KC?
Let's see. Google Chrome, D'Lo and KC.
There you go.
I could catch by a guy right there.
Good call.
Let's go.
Make sure we got the graphic on the show right, too.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, we got this down here. We got fixed. Yeah.
I hadn't even changed that either. That was cool. Thanks, guys.
Dame yelled at us last time. He's like, "Yeah, I just left it. See if you guys would even notice. We didn't notice."
Oh man, amazing. You know, I don't have a lot of regrets in life because I am a believer that, you know, it all links together, right? Like if I didn't do this at 17, it wouldn't lead me to this path. And, you know, I always think about like my wife and my kids. Like if I would have done something different, I wouldn't have my babies. I wouldn't have my wife. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Try not to live with any regrets. I do have two regrets, though. Two regrets.
I'm listening.
Number one, I stopped playing baseball in the seventh grade. I should have never stopped playing baseball. I should have kept playing. I have three regrets. I should have never stopped playing. Mom should have been like, nah, you need to stay with it or whatever. Because I do think, and I'm not saying I was Mookie Betts or Shohei or Bonds or something like that. But I do think I would have had some interest college-wise baseball if I would have stayed with it. I was pretty good up until that point, seventh grade. Now, who knows? High school, they might have just, you know, zoomed past me or whatever. But
it's crazy how quickly the cliff happens in baseball.
Oh, man.
It's nice when they're throwing 73. This guy's throwing 92.
Bro. And then he mixes up a 82-mile-per-hour changeup or a curveball. Like, yeah, it could get crazy.
I had to – my senior day in high school, and it was very clear by that point I was not going to play past high school. I finally got to start. Again, I wasn't a very good player. But I finally got to start and it was against De La Salle. Oh. And De La Salle's quarterback is the starting pitcher. Like, tight. Cool. But I was batting ninth, dude. I got a 90-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle. That's a base hit, baby. Let's go.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey.
Come on.
Let them know I'm here. I'm here.
Like, this guy's going to pump a straight fastball by me, and I'm swinging. And I did. Let's go.
There we go. Yeah, so I wish now, like I said, who knows where it would end, but I shouldn't have stopped playing. I should have just kept playing. So that's a regret. And the other thing, we were talking about college. I wish I would have went to the East Coast for college. I wish I would have went away. I tell all the, you know, the young boys and girls that, you know, I talk with and, you know, are undecided, you know, that are from here. I try to tell them, I'm like, hey, man, go away. Sacramento ain't going nowhere. If you go out there in the first semester or whatever, you don't like it, it's because it's a different life on the East Coast and in the South or something like that. And you don't like it, that's right. Come on right back. It's all good. But at least you went out there and you saw what it was like. So try to do that. But the way Sac State is going, I don't know. Maybe you just stay home now. Sac State got it popping.
Hey, Sac State's a good time. You can make it a good time. Trust
me. Maybe Sac State got it popping. It's a good time now.
So this is always what I'm with you, right? Like, I'm very happy with where I am in life. And so I don't want to say like I regret anything, but I always said, I wish I'd gone to a school with like, because at the time, like I said, Sac State doing big time investment in sports now. But when I was going to school, they didn't. And I was like, man, I just, you watch College Game Day and you see these tailgates and it's like, man, that would have been sick to go experience that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I had such a great time at Sac State. And then I got a job down in Arizona out of high school, or excuse me, out of college. So I went down and I lived in Arizona for 2.5 years, got to experience very different culture down in Arizona. So got to go experience that. And yeah, same deal. I eventually made my way home and I absolutely don't regret going to Sac State, because being at Sac State is what got me into media here in Sacramento. So it all worked out. Salute to the 916.
Yeah, man, yes, it all worked out. So This Is Your Life is over for now. We'll have another episode next week.
We'll hear D'Lo's regrets on Monday.
Welcome back, D'Lo. Got any regrets?
That's the first thing I'm remind me, Jesse. That's the first thing I'm asking him on Monday. Is does he have any regrets?
Kings locked up the ninth seed after beating the Suns, but D'Lo, what are your biggest regrets in life?
Kings could lock up the nine seed tonight. We talked about it on the handoff a little bit, Kyle. The Clippers, it's just a tough matchup, regardless if you got injuries or not. For the Kings, at least, that's just a tough matchup. And we talked about it a little bit on the show over the last week or so, and I want to know what you think. I think the Clippers are like a real serious dark horse in the Western Conference playoffs. Like, I don't want to go too far, but like I can see a world where they get to the conference finals.
I'm so happy you brought this up because I'm trying this new thing called tiers.
I love the tiers.
And I'm taking teams and instead of putting them in like in power rankings, I'm separating them into tiers.
That makes more sense too.
Revolutionary new thing in sports talk radio. You can use this. Tier one, and I've redone these a couple times. Tier one for me right now is OKC still. They're by themselves. Tier two right now, this is the I can see it tier.
I can
this
see
is the would not be shocked.
I can okay. Let me ask you. I don't want to put too many parameters on it, but it's I can see it. Like I could see them getting to the finals, or I could see them getting to the conference finals.
I could see them winning the West.
Okay, all right.
And that's I think OKC will. That's why they're tier one. Mm-hmm. Tier two, I could see the Lakers doing it, and I could see the Clippers doing it.
Those are the only two members.
Yeah, because tier three are the teams I have. There's like one big question for me.
Gotcha.
With them. And there's questions, you know, there's questions with the Lakers and the Clippers too. And that's why, but they're tier two because I'm less concerned about the questions I have with them. But that's, there's question marks, which is why they're not tier one. Tier three for me is my big question. It's Houston. Mm. They're just young. They've not done it before.
Yeah.
Golden State, I have no idea what I'm getting out of their role players. It's Pods knocking down shots. Is Moses Moody knocking down shots? Quentin Post. We talked about that earlier. Denver, they have a new head coach. I don't know what Denver is going to look like in a playoff series. And then Minnesota, I'm interested to see, or I don't know how it's going to work with Julius Randle in a 7-game playoff series. Like when the game grinds to a halt, can he still be an effective member of that team? Tier four is a bigger question, and that's Memphis, because I'm not sure I see it with Memphis's roster, and they have a new coach. And then tier five is the two play-in teams.
Got you. I love that. I love all that, by the way.
Thanks.
And I don't know. I don't have no problem with these guys. It's not personal or nothing like that, but I look at Denver, and we've talked about it before. I just haven't been a believer in Denver. I would put them in the Memphis tier. I think both of those guys really.
You put Denver below Houston, Golden State, and Minnesota? Okay.
Minnesota's a team that we how did we phrase it the other day? I think I mentioned it to you after they beat Denver last week. But, like, I guess it was just like a dark horse conversation. Minnesota is a dark horse for me. Like, if Minnesota got to the Western Conference Finals, I would not be that shocked. I really wouldn't be that shocked. I say this in an endearing way. They got a crazy factor. Like them boys is kind of crazy. Like they just they believe. Like they'll play anybody and believe. Oh yeah, we got these guys. You know what I mean? Like
all kind of take that. They take on like Ant's personality.
Right. Exactly. And. I like that in a team. I like a team that isn't afraid or intimidated or ruffled by any matchup they have. Like Minnesota, if they played OKC, they'd be like, yeah, it's going to be tough, but we probably got them in five or six.
That's exactly what they'd be saying. For sure.
That's what they'd be saying. And I like that about them. So I think they're, along with the Warriors and the Rockets, that tier that you had, I think they're a step above Denver. Right now, especially maybe before the Malone firing, I had Denver on that same tier, but afterwards, I can't see it.
Yeah, that's completely fair. Denver for me was in tier two until they fired Malone, and that's why they went down to three.
They freaked.
But yeah, their depth might be a real problem.
Yeah,
because outside of their starting five, you look when the guys are bringing off the bench is like, man, Russell Westbrook going to save you in a playoff series? Peyton Watson going to save you in a playoff series? Like, I don't think I see that. Yeah. But they have Nikola Jokic, and if David Adelman is any kind of coach, like they might be kind of dangerous.
Well, I mean, like you pointed out.
I don't hate putting them in four, though.
Like you pointed out the other day when they played the Kings, I mean, Jokic is the coach.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, David Adelman wasn't even looking at the whiteboard. He's sitting over off to the side.
He's like cleaning up some Gatorade on the floor. Like, what?
But dude, that's the thing. That's one of the things with Nikola Jokic, and I don't want to turn this into like, Nikola Jokic is in no way underrated. Like, nobody thinks Nikola Jokic isn't one of the one or two best players in the league right now. Like, that's I think everybody's just kind of on that page, right? I'll say five best players in the league just to avoid the argument. Nobody's disputing that, right?
No, not at all.
The thing with Jokic, though, is he gives off this air like he doesn't care about basketball. That dude cares about basketball so much. I don't think he cares about the other stuff. I think he cares about all that comes with being in the NBA. And you can quibble with that. But, like, I don't know if you guys watched the Court of Gold documentary.
I'm on episode
men's
four.
Basketball tournament.
Yeah, and I've been on episode four for like a month.
It's so good. It's amazing. If you don't want to watch Steph Curry bail out the US, that's fine. I totally get it. But
I'm okay with that. That was a moment. That was a moment that I didn't see live, by the way. We'll talk about that story another time or later.
That's a regret.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No, so, I had to be a family man. It's okay.
Where is it going? There's so many clips of in that of Jokic, like, because they do this behind the scenes locker room stuff, and he's like on the whiteboard, he's like, you got to do this, and when they switch this, we got to do that. Like, that dude is a basketball savant.
I think
because he's not interested in the off-court stuff, it gives off this like, oh, he doesn't care. That dude cares a lot.
100%, man. And he cares about winning. He wants to win. Like, he seems like one of those guys that if you're not, he can live with not succeeding, right? Like, he can, like, you're not always going to win, and he can live with that. But if you're not doing what you're supposed to do and you're not winning, that's when he gets flustered. You know what I mean? And that's when he gets pissed off. And I love that about him. I love that about him. Jokic, there is no conversation about top five and all this other stuff. Maybe there's a conversation about best in the world. I'm not going to argue with anybody who says he is number one. What needs to start happening with Jokic, I think, is we got to start figuring out where this guy is all time and where he's going to be at all time. Is this I think we talked about this a little bit a week or two ago, but is he, when it's said and done, is he going to be a top 10 player to ever play the game?
It kind of feels like it, man. So I don't know, because everybody's criteria with this are different. And if he only wins one title, for some people, that's just going to disqualify him.
I think I'm one of them. Not to be a hater, but like all my top 10, they all got multiples. So I don't know how I can put him in there with just one when they all, I think they all got at least two, but most of them got like three, four, or something like that.
Yeah, when you start talking about that echelon with MJ and Kobe and LeBron and Kareem and Will, like Bill Russell's in a lot of people's top, like that's those Steph are Curry. All like title related.
Yeah,
Steph's you put in Steph there. In the top 10.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I got Steph. Right. He's at seven.
Kyle's was acting like he's got him at 16 or something right now. Where do you have Steph, Kyle?
I
was acting like I said, Craig Elo.
Made a face of disgust right now.
He's one for me, but I mean, Steph's my favorite athlete ever. Mm. So I always probably knock him down a few pegs trying to not like over hype him.
Right.
But I'm not going to argue with you having top 10. Here's my thing with Jokic. This is a 1, 2, 3. This is a 5-year stretch. The last 5 years where he has three MVPs. He's been an all-star all 5 years. He's been first team all NBA One, two, three times he'll be first team All-NBA again this year. There'll be four first teams, a second team, and that's before, or excuse me, that's after he had another first and second team All-NBA before this five-year run. But across this five-year run, 27 points, 12 boards, 9 assists on 58.6, 37.7, and 82.4% shooting splits. If he does this for another like 5 or 6 years, where he's going a decade of averaging like a triple double, on a team that wins, like, man, that's going to be really, really difficult to leave him out of that top 10 conversation.
I hear you. I hear you. The question is he going to, does he want to be here another 5 years? Like, there, I remember, I think it was Austin Rivers was on his podcast or something like that.
He does a great podcast, by the way. I really like Austin Rivers' podcast.
He does a really good job.
Yeah.
And he had mentioned, this was like a year or two ago, and he's like, Jokic ain't. What you see from like LeBron and all this other stuff playing 40, like Jokic ain't doing that. Like he played with Jokic, mind you. So he's like, he's not, like, you might not get him to the next contract. Like he's going to be here for a little while, and then he's going to go on with the rest of his life. And that's the thing. I agree with you. Like, if he does another 5 years of that and puts together a decade worth of dominance, you got to talk about him being a top 10 player. I think you got to do it anyway, just because we lived it. We've seen it. You know, we're here seeing what he's doing. But, if he's able to do that for another, 5 years, my goodness. Man.
The first year he was top four in MVP voting, first team All-NBA was 2018-19. Mm-hmm. That was the first year he had made his first of, what is it, going to be six, five first team All-NBAs. He averaged 20, 11, and 7. And it was like, oh my God, look at Nikola Jokic. And now he's at 30, 13, and 10. That's crazy, man.
Ooh. And like I said, it doesn't have to be an argument, because I love them both. They're both great. But I'm not gonna fight nobody with this, but I always point to Giannis being the best. Giannis is
in the league right now?
In the league right now. I just think he's,
I don't hate that.
He does, the numbers are similar, like the assist numbers are a little different. Like Giannis is like 6 and obviously Jokic is like 10 or something like that. But you combine the other end of the floor and how dominant he is as a defensive player, and I think that balances out some of the offensive stuff. But I just think those two, they're so similar. You know what I'm saying? As far as like the production and the longevity of what they've been able to do, those two, we live in an age where those two probably have gone back and forth, and then Joel maybe a year or two being the best player in the game for almost a decade now, those two guys.
I think the last couple early playoff exits have probably knocked Giannis down in some people's minds. And whether he was, I think he was hurt for at least one of those, might have been both.
Yeah, last year.
Or did he come back late in the Pacers series?
No, he never. I don't think he ever came back in the Pacers series. He came back for the Heat series.
That's right. He missed the first couple games with the back, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's. There's that. There's like, he's a little bit differently skilled, right, than Jokic. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's a physical force that Giannis plays with that Jokic doesn't, or more finesse.
Yeah.
To Jokic's game. But man, I'm with you. If Giannis was doing exactly what Giannis does for the Knicks or the Lakers,
oh man, well, we might.
There would be no. Well, there'd be no discussion. But yeah. I mean, he's in Milwaukee and he hasn't made a deep playoff run in 3 years. So yeah. I think that's why he kind of gets quote unquote forgotten about.
Kyle Mattson, appreciate you as always. I had planned to ask you a 49ers question for, this is probably the fourth straight week this has happened and it hasn't happened. So it's all good. We'll try again next week.
We got 2 weeks to talk some draft, man.
There we go, man. Kyle Mattson of the Insiders. Appreciate you. When we come back, man, the president of Sacramento State, Dr. Luke Wood, is going to join us right here on D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. Back here on D'Lo and KC, we have a very, very special guest. My co-host, Damien, he's going to be pretty upset. We've been trying to get a nice little sit down with my man, Dr. Luke Wood, the president of Sac State University. He's a busy man. So we've been trying to chase him down forever. And we finally do. And Damien's out. he's out today on vacation. I'm like, oh man, he gonna miss it, man. But we are honored to have you on the show today. And we're going to talk about a number of different things, man, because you're doing so many great things with the university. There's so many things going on. I know you're pressed for a little time, but I'm going to try and get as much in as I possibly can. So first and foremost, Sac State spring game going down this Sunday at Hornet Stadium, 4 p.m. I definitely want to talk to you about that because I've never experienced what I think I'm going to experience on Sunday in this city before, man. So I can't wait. So we'll get to that. But first, let me ask you about the last 6-7 months or so, right? Two massive hires for the football program and the men's basketball program with Coach Brandon Marion, Coach Mike Bibby. The excitement that those two hires have drawn, it can be felt throughout the city, right? And
yeah.
I just want to know from your point of view, how has it been being on the forefront, you and Athletic Director Mark Orr, being on the forefront for these two massive hirings?
I got to admit, it's a lot of fun. We're having a good time. Yeah. You know, Mark Orr is the one who deserves the credit. He's the visionary, you know. You know, when I first came to Sac State, you know, back to Sac State, because, you know, I went to school here. But when I first came back, I said, what is it that you want to see, to Mark? Mm-hmm. And, you know, as athletic director, he said, I want to see us being able to compete at the highest level of D1 for all of our athletic programs. And I asked him, what is it going to take for us to get there? And he said, it's going to take, you know, us bringing on the best possible coaches to provide the support the students need. And for us investing in athletic facilities and making the transition to becoming an FBS football team. And, you know, we have followed that game plan. And, you know, the hiring of two amazing, powerful coaches who are changing literally changing the way that people think about Sacramento State overnight. Right. It's been amazing. You know, Brennan Marion, you know, the go-go offense. That's why I wore this on,
right.
You know,
that's right.
Those who can. I got a go-go Sacramento jacket on, and that's because our football coach is Brennan Marion. He is the creator, the originator, the developer, the founder of the go-go offense, which is a kind of high-flying, high-scoring flash offense. Mm-hmm. Out of UNLV, we were able to bring him here to Sacramento State, and in a very short time brought us to having the number one FCS recruiting class in the country, not in Northern California or in California, but in the entire United States. Yeah. And then, of course, announcing Mike Bibby is our new head basketball coach for men's basketball, and just the energy around that. And then, of course, the three new recruits that he's gotten already. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. It's a great time to be a Hornet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I've said a few different times, and while people may not realize how successful Sac State has been in some of the Olympic sports, like the volleyball team has done great, baseball, softball, et cetera.
Soccer
as
women's
well.
Women's soccer, right?
Yeah, soccer as well. Like they've been killing it in a number of different other sports. And I mean this with all due respect to those sports. To me, though, football and both men's and women's basketball is kind of like the front porch of your university, the front lawn, so to speak, of a school's athletic department. And to be honest with you, in a lot of ways for the entire institution, right? Like, cause I don't know much about University of Alabama's curriculum or their institution, but I know the five-star recruits they typically have, right? So everything kind of centers around those two programs. Is that one of the reasons why there's been a lot of emphasis on making sure the football program is to a certain standard and a certain level as well as those basketball programs? Uh-oh, we might have lost. Oh, Doc, we lost him. Hold on. We'll get him back in a second. We'll get him back here. Technical difficulties, but Dr. Luke Wood will be back here in just a second. Man, you guys can't see it. Some of the people who are watching on the stream, that jacket fire, that jacket. Oh, there you go. He's back. Dr. Luke Wood, I was just telling people while we got you connected again, that jacket, man, that jacket fire. I need one of them go-go joints, man.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely. I don't know how much of the question that you heard, but I was basically saying, because it is kind of the front porch or front lawn of an institution, the emphasis on making sure that the football program and the men's and women's basketball program is on a certain level. Is that one of the reasons why there has been a little bit of emphasis on that? Because you feel that may boost the profile of the entire institution?
Yeah, I mean, that's been the focus, right? Is, you know, Sacramento State has the ability to be a big name in not just as a academic institution or athletic institution, but as an institution overall. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one of the things I wanted to do as president was to elevate the brand, you know, so that when you turn on ESPN, you see them talking about Sacramento State. You turn on CNN, mm-hmm. you see them talking about Sacramento State. And we've been able to show in the last 2 years since I've been here that we can do that. You know, it's not normal for Sacramento State to be in a ticker on ESPN. But you know what? Over the past couple months, that's happened several times. Yeah. So that's what we're trying to do, is to use athletics as a way to elevate the brand, because elevating the brand means that when students graduate, their degree is worth more in the marketplace. And that's what the ultimate end goal is.
Right.
I want more students coming to Sacramento State. I want students having more resources here, and athletics is a way of doing that. And I want the perceptional quality of their degree to be changed. And we're using athletics as a way to just elevate everything about it.
I love it, man. Dr. Luke Wood, president of Sacramento State, on D'Lo and KC with us right now, kind enough to give us a little bit of his time. You know, I followed that Reddit Q&A you had last night, and that was pretty cool, to be honest with you, to have the president of a university being as open and candid as you could be in that situation. That was really dope. But you spoke about something that made a lot of sense to me, and you talked about essentially, because of the media market the university is in, being here in Sacramento, that like, to a certain degree, we are leaving revenue on the table by not maximizing the conference that you're playing in or the level of FBS football that you're in right now. And it just, I never really heard it broken down that way, and it made a lot of sense. Can you kind of expand on that? Because I thought it was an excellent point by you.
Yeah. So a lot of people have said to me, like, why would you make the transition to becoming an FBS team? Because ultimately that's going to be more expensive, but they don't understand the finances behind it. Mm. So first of all, we are currently an FCS team, Football Championship Subdivision, and we're trying to become an FBS team, Football Bowl Subdivision. Mm. And the difference is that essentially our 21 athletic teams, 20 of them compete at the highest level. The only one that doesn't is football. And so we're in the Big Sky. And right now, and we love the Big Sky. You know, they've been great to Sacramento State. I've got nothing but accolades for the presidents, for the commissioner, for the conference as a whole. They run a good shop. Mm-hmm. But our media payout from the Big Sky for all 21 athletic teams is $100,000 a year. That's it. Despite the fact that Sacramento State is in a media market that's the top 20 media market in the nation. So we're a top 20 media market, but there's some things about that media market that matter. Two big things. One, we are not in a highly media market that has a lot of competition. You know, Sacramento State football, it's the Kings, and for a few years, the A's, but there's not a lot else in the media market. Right. The second thing is that we are the only top 20 media market in the nation that does not have a FBS football team. Mm. So we know with this transition that we're making that we're not going to be talking about a media payout of $100,000. Right. We're going to be talking about a media payout in the millions. Mm-hmm. And a media payout like that long-term makes it so that when we face state budget crises like we're doing right now, when we face challenges across other parts of the institution in terms of resources, that athletics can be a buoy that can help us do better by increasing out-of-state enrollment, which those students pay more to come and be and have an in-state experience. Yeah. I think we're making through media rights and also just attendance at games. So I tell people like, hey, you see that the cuts that the campus is going through from the state level, you see the challenges with the budget. If you're an alum or you like Sacramento State or you just love Sacramento and you live in Sacramento, the number one way to support us right now is show up to a football or basketball game, mm-hmm. buy a hot dog, mm-hmm. buy soda pop, and make sure you get a good ticket. Yeah. Because those monies, we're taking 15% of all that new revenue is going back into the institution to help support it. So people need to understand that what we're doing here is very calculated. We've had a lot of consultants in on this who have been helping us look at how we're going to monetize our media market. And I can tell you right now, I had a call, in fact, with one of our consultants earlier today who's working with different media outlets. We're looking at traditional media outlets. We're looking at streaming services. And the dollar signs that we're seeing is categorically different than what is taking place right now. So $100,000, I think we both know that Sacramento State is worth a lot more than that. And our students deserve that.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.